USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New Hampshire voters at the polls today casting ballots in the first in the nation presidential primary. The favorites, Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg, who are coming off a virtual tie for first in last week's Iowa caucuses. Speaking at his own rally last night in Manchester, New Hampshire, President Trump suggested that that Iowa caucus debacle was meant to hurt Sanders.
Nobody knows who won. Actually, I think they're trying to take it away from Bernie again. I think Bernie came in second. Can you believe it? They're doing it to you again, Bernie. They're doing it to you again.
The first American infected with the coronavirus and evacuated from China is back in a San Diego hospital after being mistakenly released. Health officials say the patient was released after an initial test indicated the person was not actually infected. This is USA Radio News.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Top presidential advisor Kellyanne Conway is suggesting there could be still more departures from the administration following the president's acquittal in his Senate impeachment trial.
Sure. Why would you want to be here if you're spending your time writing books and op-eds instead of trying to at least do what many of us do?
She was speaking on Fox and Friends. Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman and his twin brother were forced out of their National Security Council positions on Friday, and Gordon Sondland, the U.S. ambassador to the European Union, was recalled on Friday. President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence paying their respects late yesterday to two soldiers killed in Afghanistan over the weekend. 28-year-old Sergeant Javier Gutierrez of San Antonio and 28-year-old Sergeant Antonio Rodriguez of Las Cruces, New Mexico were killed on Saturday when an Afghan soldier opened fire with a machine gun. Their remains were returned through Dover Air Force Base in Delaware late yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Average gasoline prices across the nation posting another decline over the last week, down 3 cents. It's the fourth straight weekly decline, with the national average now falling to $2.43 a gallon. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us there is a $1.55 price difference between the high and the low average across the country.
The nation's lowest average prices can be found in Texas, where the statewide average is $2.04, followed by Louisiana at $2.06, and Oklahoma State at $2.07 per gallon. The nation's priciest gasoline can be found in Hawaii, where the statewide average is $3.59 per gallon, followed by California at $3.54, and Washington State at $3.10 per gallon.
DeHaan tells us thousands of stations are selling product below $2 per gallon.
Some 10,000 stations across the country are currently selling gasoline under $2 a gallon. That's the highest amount of stations in nearly a year.
I'm John Clemens.
And a college president in Mississippi is out of his job after he was arrested last weekend as part of a prostitution sting. Jackson State University President William Bynum Jr. resigned from the post yesterday. He was among 17 people who responded to a fake online ad. Bynum accused of procuring the services of a prostitute and making a false statement. He'd been the president of the college since 2017. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.